It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Krayshap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Krayshap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Krayshap. UAMS Ortho Now, now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. It's conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I sit down with new Little Rock Trojans basketball coach Travis Ford. You're not going to want to miss this. That's coming up after the break.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Krayshap. Travis Ford was named the new head basketball coach of the Little Rock Trojans on March the 26th of this year. He was introduced to Trojan fans at a press conference at the Jack Stevens Center on March 31st. Now, Travis loves the outdoors, and as a basketball coach, there are times when you have to get away from things, get away from the game, so to speak. He does that through golf and through hunting and fishing. But we're going to talk golf, and maybe he throws in a little hunting and fishing as well. On the tee, Travis Ford.
Coach, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you picked up a golf club?
Oh, I do. I do. It was back in my hometown where I grew up, Madisonville, Kentucky. Madisonville Country Club. I remember my mom and dad enrolled me into a little junior lesson clinic in the summertime where about 50 of us are probably about 5 years old. We're out there chasing balls more than we were hitting balls probably.
Right.
But I remember the club pro, Jeff McGill, who ended up becoming, you know, longtime friends and known him for a long time. And but he kind of taught me the game as far as lessons were concerned at a very, very early age. Yeah.
Some call that summer daycare.
So that's exactly what it was. That's a good description of exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's what.
And a good moneymaker.
Exactly. I mean, a real good moneymaker. My mom took me down to Rebsman.
We spent the morning playing golf and the rest of the afternoon and couldn't wait to get to the pool.
So. I was going
to
say, yeah, the pool in Madisonville, Kentucky.
That's right.
Well, what do you remember about growing up there in Madisonville and playing the game?
Oh, I remember a lot. First of all, I absolutely loved the country club course. We had a great course there. Tornado came through 15, 20 years ago and kind of wiped it out a little bit. Still there, but it's not the same course. What made it great was it was a big, old tree-lined course, old trees. And anybody that came to play said, wow, what an incredible layout. Great course. I remember just loved playing that. My mom was a school teacher and my dad was in business at that time. So my mom would take me out and play a lot in the summertime, mm-hmm. And things like that. But What I remember most is just really loving the course.
Where did you get your competitive edge? Was it golf or was it basketball? Because you were a standout on the court.
Yes, it was basketball, no question. No question. I get my competitiveness from my dad, probably first and foremost, and my mom to an extent, but my dad was a real, real big-time competitor. But I got it from basketball. I played basketball from a very, very early age, obviously, and had a basketball in my hand from the time I was born. And my dad was a high school coach and was a great college player as well. I played baseball my whole life. Played baseball up until my sophomore year in high school. And a lot of people will tell you I was a better baseball player than I was basketball player.
Really?
I was pretty good at baseball.
So why did you take basketball route?
It was just
because
too slow
for me.
Because
you were in Kentucky?
It was just too slow for me.
Okay.
Basketball, always joined baseball a little bit late. You know, not to say to, but I was good at baseball. I was over a 400 batter.
Oh, that's real
yeah,
good.
I got on base all the time. Wasn't a power hitter by no stretch of measure, but I got on base every time. Was a really good shortstop. A lot of people tell you, I loved basketball, and it got to a point I felt like I needed to concentrate on one. And I just wasn't in love with baseball. I liked baseball. It is what I'd done my whole life. The reason I'd continued to play, it's just what I'd always done. I'd always played baseball from a very early age. And just came time that, and I started to develop, you know, as a sophomore, I was an all-state basketball player, and I just started to develop, that reputation and thought, all right, I was ready to concentrate on one.
Mm-hmm. So how good of a golfer were you?
Okay, at best. Golf is something I've never probably taken as serious, I never have taken it serious. I love playing. I've probably played more than I ever have over the last couple of years and gotten into it as far as really trying to have bucket list places to go and start marking off different places that I've played and things like that. And I've gotten down to a pretty good handicap, but now I'm to the point now I love the game. It's come more of the something I did. I actually love the game, look forward to playing, can't wait to play. You know, it's always been a game, though, that, I've taken from basketball as a player and as a coach. It's the sport I take very, very serious. Golf was something that, even though I'm competitive, I can go out and know, all right, I'm not making my living doing this. This is not do or die for me. And I've tried to look at it that way. And it's something to just get away from. But I absolutely love playing golf.
It seems like basketball is 365, 24/7 now.
It is.
But
no
back
question.
When you were growing up, it really wasn't that. You had time to where if you wanted to go play golf, you probably could, right?
Yeah, no question. You definitely had, as a player, as you got older, it became more 365 because it started right when I was coming up was when the big AAU stuff started coming. But as a coach, especially my first probably even, say, 20 years of my coaching career, you could pretty much say you had May off. You would have most of June, even though you'd have some camps in between, and August off. That was your downtime. That's when you could plan vacations. You could do that. Not nowadays. Nowadays, there's no chance of planning something. I wouldn't even begin to plan a vacation at this point. You might find some weekend off or things like that, but recruiting's 365, and you have your teams here in the summertime, you have workouts, things like that. So there's really, really no designated downtime like there used to be probably my first 20 years of coaching.
How much of being able to play the game of golf, know the game of golf, helped you in your stops along the way with playing with boosters?
A lot. It's still to this day, it's where I enjoy getting out and being with friends, or whether it be supporters or whether it may be my friends or whoever it may be. I enjoy getting out with anybody, whether it be charity events. I play in a lot of different charity events and things like that. It's a way for me to get away from everything, and I love outdoors. Outdoors in general, I don't care if it's golf, hunting, fishing. I'm in love with it all. I love being outdoors, and golf gives me that. It gives me a chance to get away from something that I take very, very serious, and it's kind of release to get out and play some golf.
Do you need that time, Coach, to clear your head? Because if you were, you know, 24/7 basketball all the time. It seemed like that would get old.
I do, because whether it's golf or whether it's hunting, whether it's fishing, I need it, because if I'm not, and my wife helped me with it, if I'm not busy coaching the game, but if I'm just sitting at home, or I'm just, all I'm doing is thinking about it or trying to figure out what to do, I need something to keep me occupied, to get my mind off of it for a couple of hours, whatever it may be. That's why it's good to have a hobby, because if I'm not coaching it, I'm sitting around thinking about it, and I'm not one just to be able to sit around and enjoy it, enjoy life, and sit and watch a TV show. I'm constantly trying to think of what I can do to make our team better. So I need something to occupy my time, whether it be golf or hunting or whatever it may be.
Speaking of golf, when it's on TV, I'm going to stop and watch if this guy is playing. Who is it?
Oh, goodness. Used to be Dustin Johnson. I loved Dustin Johnson. I still do. I don't. You just don't get to see him as much.
Right.
But obvious. I mean, the typical obvious guys of Tiger Woods and the Phil Mickelsons growing up and all that. But when I got to Oklahoma State, obviously everybody knows what a great elite program Oklahoma State has. So I started following those guys. It was Hunter Mahan. It was Wyndham Clark was kind of there when I was there. Obviously, Ricky Fowler was there when I was coaching, and different people, and got to know a lot of those golfers. But I still connected those guys because I know their coach now really well, and obviously Mike Holder, who was a legendary player, but also he was a great player, but a legendary coach who was the AD and hired me at Oklahoma State, was there the whole time. Somebody I'm still close with and think the world of. And so I followed those guys still today just because of the connection. But I love the Brooks Koepka. I like all the different guys for different reasons. There's the entertaining ones. There's the consistent ones. There's the, you know, all those things. I'm a big Scheffler fan because it's consistency and just, you can just, I love his demeanor.
Yeah.
But I also like a Brooks Koepka demeanor too. So I can identify to all those. But if you went up in my office right now, the Golf Channel's on. I mean, that's what I keep on. All I watch. It's what I keep on all the time.
Best round you've shot at Carston Creek.
Oh, you know, unfortunately, I was just talking about this the other day. I didn't play as much as I should have. I was a member that you get automatically get a membership there and somewhere, but still one of the great courses. And I probably couldn't tell you my low score. I'm bad about this, knowing all my different low scores. But if I had to guess, because it's one of the harder courses you'll ever play. They just did, from what I heard, a $30 million renovation on the course to make it even tougher, which is a big renovation.
Yeah.
I would probably be in the low 80s to mid 80s probably, if I had to guess.
That's still good. That's golfing your ball at that place.
No, it is. If I'm playing a lot, which I have been, I was, probably 2 months ago, I was probably playing some of the best golf I've played. And I had played, I actually got out to go out to a lotion. It was one of the last time I've played, and played really well out there for me. I think I shot a 82 out there, I think, which is good for me. And then I was at I shot an 81 at Belle Reve a couple of days before that.
Mm.
And Belle Reve, we're getting ready to have. I'm a member at Belle Reve in St. Louis. We're getting ready to have the BMW here in mid-August, the top 50 FedEx. I was there, but obviously played Belle Reve quite a bit.
I was at Belle Reve in 1992, I believe, when Nick Price won the PGA Championship. Mm-hmm. The year after, John Daly was like the last alternate in at Crooked Stick, ends up winning with Nick Price's caddy.
Yeah.
So Squeaky Medlin, back-to-back PGA championships on Daly's bag and then Price's bag.
I did not know that.
It was Belle Reve.
Belle Reve's held some great tournaments. Their last, the PGA that Brooks kept, the one that Tiger Woods made a run at, was one of
them. Were you there for that one?
I was there. I wasn't a member yet. It was like my first or second year at St. Louis, and was out there in a sponsor's tent and just really loved it and enjoyed watching it. But yeah, it was one of the most well attended. You read all the comments from golfers how much they loved the Belle Reve because of the fan. I mean, still to this day, they said it might have been the most fans they've ever had.
Yeah,
it was an incredible tournament, great finish, obviously. But yeah, we have the BMW FedEx coming up, and then we have the President's Cup in 30. So lot going on at Belle Reve, and they've held, as you mentioned, they've held a lot of great tournaments, a lot of PGAs and
different members things. Get tickets to the FedEx Cup.
We do not a lot, not a ton, but there's a members tent and things that we do get. And
can you take guests into there?
You can take. I'm not going back, believe it or not. My son's taking my tickets. My son's going to take my youngest son's going to take my tickets, but I don't think I'm going to make it back for it, believe it or not. So, at this point.
All right, best teammate that you have had that you think would make a good four-ball partner?
Oh, that's easy. Darren Feldhaus. Darren Feldhaus, who I played with early in my career at Kentucky, a couple years ahead of me. But Darren runs a golf course right now. So, and he was always one of the great high school golfers. I don't know if you remember Darren, 6'6", 6'7", 230, all muscle. I mean, built and just can knock fire out of the ball. I mean, but grew up as a big-time golfer. His dad ran a golf course back in their hometown, and Darren does that now. But, Dad, that's an easy one, Darren Feldhaus.
All right, the one you don't want as a football partner.
That's a longer list.
Pelfrey.
Yeah, that's a longer list. Yeah, all those guys, for sure. None of us are really that good. We enjoy playing, but, it's funny watching guys go who never play. We take them to talk golf or different things. You go with different – you could tell they've never had a club in their hand.
So you talk about places that are on a bucket list. Mm-hmm. I would have to think that the place that your coach is a member of, Wingfoot, has to be on there.
He lives on Wingfoot.
Yeah.
He lives on it. We talk about it quite frequently. Talked about it last week, and I have not played it. He hadn't invited you yet? Yeah, he has invited me.
Okay.
More than once, and I hadn't been able to do it. But we just talked about it last week again. He says, we got to get together and talk basketball and come play Wingfoot because I forgot what hoe he lives on. And I've stayed at his house a couple times and different things like that. But
it's got the U.S. Open coming up again.
It's on my bucket list, and I'm hoping to do that before the season starts. I'd like to get with him and go up there and play. But, yeah, it's definitely on the list. That would definitely be on the list. So,
what do you think Coach Pitino's game is like?
Well, I'd say it's pretty good. He loves the game of golf and plays quite a bit. Yeah, loves it.
Have you ever thought about, okay, if I could make it and being a member guest at one of those clubs, how awesome that would be?
Goodness. That would be awesome. That would be awesome for sure. Yeah. So.
What are some of the other courses that are on your bucket list that you haven't been to?
Yeah, Cypress Point, the big ones. I've played Augusta. I played Elotion, as I mentioned the other day, mm-hmm. and I would put Elotion up with any course I've called my buddy who I played Augusta with, and I said, I might have to put my experience that I enjoyed Elotion, the course, the service, just everything about it, I would put it up there with anywhere that I've played. I've played Pebble and Augusta. Those would be, I haven't played a ton. I'm getting ready to go to play Diamond Creek up in North Carolina here in 4 or 5 days after a little recruiting period with a couple of my best friends. But, I hear all my friends talk about all these different courses. They've all have these courses they've played, and I could probably go on and on from, I've not played any of the Bandon Dunes and all those things, but any of those courses would be on my list. I don't really have a specific list. I'm just trying to play as many as I possibly can.
I want to go back to your time at Oklahoma State. What was it like when you saw that dominance of a golf program, hoping that you could do that on the basketball court?
Well, it's interesting. You go there, and I didn't know much about that or their wrestling program until mm-hmm. I got there, and you quickly realize you're talking about two of the more dominant athletic programs in golf and wrestling in the history of college athletics. For what Mike Hoder did as a coach of the golf program. I think he won nine or 10 national championships. But more impressive, I think he finished runner-up like 25 times.
That's the number. Yeah.
That's the number.
You're right, Coach.
That's the number nobody talks about. And he might be the most competitive person I've ever been around in my entire life. He probably doesn't like talking about those, but I think it's an incredible achievement. It's a great achievement. Winning ever how many of those 8, 9, 10 national championships, yes. But the runner-ups are just as impressive to me. To be able to do it that much time and have that much consistency is absolutely incredible. And then you go to the other side of John Smith, one of the greatest coaches. Forget about what sport it is. I don't care. John Smith's one of the great coaches, probably the greatest coach besides Rick Pitino that I've ever been around. It's just a coach. Somebody coaches their sport. You know, at some point, us coaches, we all do a lot of the similar things. We coach a different type sport, but we do a lot, had to deal with a lot of the same things. John Smith and what he did at Oklahoma State wrestling and the dominance he had as a wrestler, but also as a coach, was impressive to watch. Something that I probably would have never obviously paid attention to, have never known unless I went to Oklahoma State.
You're at Little Rock now. You look here around Central Arkansas and some of the golf courses that are around here.
Incredible.
Is it hard to imagine what they have here?
Yeah, I'd heard about Elotion. Mm-hmm. One of my closest friends growing up is a member out there. We grew up in the same area in Kentucky, and he's a member. And I've heard a lot of my friends talk about Elotion. So I knew about it, didn't know a whole lot until I got here. But then you get here and you see Little Rock Country Club, you see Pleasant Valley, you see Chenal, and just our neck of the woods right here in Little Rock. I'd put it up against anybody. I'd put it up against anybody as far as those four courses within, you know, a 10-mile span or 15-mile span, whatever it is very, very, very impressive.
Let's talk a little hoops right now. I've seen a couple of your practices. You like your team?
I like our team. It's obviously early. What I judge it on right now is effort and attitude and energy. And those things they've passed, they've checked those boxes. Just got to be able to sustain it and not just work hard or have a good attitude when things are going your way. You know, that's got to be sustained through all the ups and downs of any season that you have. So that's something, you know, you don't know about this team yet. Execution wise, we're still a long way from where we need to be. And we're going very slow with putting things in more because we've had some injuries and things like that we hadn't had everybody out there. So that's, you know, we've kind of taken it slow, trying to develop more of a mentality than we are the X and O's of it right now until we get guys healthy.
One thing, Coach, that I've noticed is the attention to detail, even down to the spacing on the court.
You know, I probably pay too much attention to it. I don't know if you can, but, you know, and especially for guys who haven't played for you, you've got to be diligent, very diligent in how you teach. And it's a fine line, I think, to letting them play, right? You got to let them play a little bit, but also you got to correct. And it's that fine line right now that we've got to overcorrect at this point until they start really understanding exactly what I want as a new coach. A lot of times it is the very small details that become big, whether it's, you know, the tight pass I want or the spacing I want or the angle of a screen that I want. The timing of a play, the little things that become big, I think you've got to pay attention to.
Would you like to take your team and play your old coach?
I would, and we will eventually. We talked about it this year, but they were done way before I got to him. But that'll happen.
Can he play it in MSG?
I hope so. What I'd like for him to do is get back to the old. It'd be hard for us to play us. And they'll play. They've gone down the number of games they played at Carneseca every year because they're playing more at Madison Square Garden, and they have those marquee games they'll play non-conference. But he's played probably last year, if I had to guess, 6-7 home games. Right now, we would probably be one of those times, unless they started back the old, used to be called the ECAC Holiday Tournament that I played in while we were at Kentucky. Where it was St. John's and another high major, and then they bring in two other smaller teams, lower level teams, and everybody played in the Garden. So I'm hoping he might bring that back, and we would get in the Garden because there's nothing I like better. And you can go back and look at all my teams from Oklahoma State to UMass. I love being in New York. Period. I love New York City, but I love playing in the Garden. I tried to when I was at Oklahoma State. I tried to play in the Garden almost every. You tried to arrange a game or whatever it is, be a part of something there. There's just nothing better to take your kids there and be a part of that such historical building.
Yeah, it's special. All right, you talked about a bucket list and some of the courses. I'd assume best golf course you've ever played has to be Augusta.
It is. It is. I would put that up there, and I'm not just saying, but Elotion was right, but Augusta. It was an incredible. If you have a quick second, I'd tell you. When I was at Eastern Kentucky, my trainer at the time, and God rest his soul, has passed since then, just a terrific guy, Mike Warren, just a wonderful trainer, wonderful person. He was a young trainer at the time. But his dad, I remember coming up to me before the year started, and his dad was one of the top vendors at the Masters. And all the vendors get a day. And you probably know this. They get a day.
Yep. Yep.
And he said, if you make the NCAA tournament, I'm going to give you my day. We go, we win the conference tournament. I didn't care about, I made a beeline for this guy. I said, don't, I remember what you said, and he lived up to it. I did. That was all I was all concerned about was my round at Augusta. So I got to invite, he said, you can invite one person. I invited my best friend in life, Skip McGall. We grew up together in Madisonville, still best friends to today. I remember we flew in the day before. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this at all. We were waiting at the gates for it to open. I mean, sitting there waiting. The guy was laughing. I can still see it. He's like, we're not open quite yet. So we're going to be ready when this gate opens. We go in. First thing we do, we go to the where you buy merchandise, and we spend way too much money on merchandise. Then we go, and you had free reign. You got to go through the locker room. You got to do everything. We went and played the par three. We played the par three course. And then we played 18 holes on the course, just had the time of our life. And then after it was done, I'm saying we're done at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. We go out and we sit on the out, on the 18, those little, everybody sees
these. Under the umbrellas.
Under the umbrellas. We're sitting there. We have a little bite to eat. We have a cigar. And true story, we're sitting there. It's getting a little bit darker. Nobody's around, and we're like, we're not going to leave. And we're just going to say, we're going to soak up this whole day. Well, finally, a security guy comes to us, and he said, hey, guys, I'm going to have to ask y'all, it's time to go. And it was almost dark. And we're like, well, we're trying to soak it all up in. He started laughing and started talking to us. Next thing you know, he's been there for 30, 40 years. He starts telling us all kinds of stories, and we're there in the dark. I bet we were there till 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
The last people there. We were literally at the gates before it opened. We stayed until they kicked us out. But this guy sat there and told us stories of stuff that had happened after hours. I mean, it was one of the greatest days. Forget about golf. One of the greatest days I've spent. But an incredible experience. Just a great experience.
And you got to do it with a good friend.
A great friend.
That's awesome.
Great
That's
friend.
Awesome.
For sure.
Fantasy foursome, coach, living or deceased, that you could play around with, who would they be?
Fantasy foursome, living, you know, for me, it would have to be, you know, right now, and it's in my dad and my two sons. That's an
That'd
easy
cool.
one.
Yeah,
that's an easy one. You know, obviously you could go to different types. That would be the most personable one. That would just be able to spend an afternoon, would be incredible, with that group. But, you know, I would love to play with Tiger Woods. I've met a lot of people in my life and done a lot of things. I have not met him, seen him play golf. Obviously, would love to be just to be. I'd love just to watch him, but to be a part of that would be pretty special.
Yeah. That's awesome, so. Coach. Best of luck at Little Rock.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoyed being on.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
That's all the time we have for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. My thanks to Travis Ford for taking time out of his busy schedule and sitting down with me. Tickets, you can find them for their games, lrtrojans.com. That is the website to go to. Their schedule will be up soon. It's going to be a great non-conference schedule and the first year in the United Athletic Conference. So go check out Trojan Basketball. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.